Good morning to all, and I trust that all is well with each and every one of you. I just want to make sure you can hear me. Somebody can just confirm. Thank you. We came through a rough year this year, 2020, and I think if one thing that all the brethren agree upon is that it was a rough year. It was a year that have hindered a lot of things that we would love to do. It was a year that we would have preferred to be at Spruce Lake, enjoying the fellowship, enjoying the saints, enjoying each other. But the Lord have so it fit to not allow it this year. And sometimes when things are not going our way, we somehow allow the enemy to give us some doubt. Is God faithful? Is God trustworthy because of all that we're going through? Because we all have different circumstances of life, especially in the present year. So by the help of the Lord, I would like to show forth from the scripture, but even for us, we can even experience it in our daily living, that God is faithful. That if there is anything that we can enjoy of real men and women that were faithful, we have to start from the source of faithfulness, and that's God himself. Because as the other brothers will bring different characters, these different characters, they were imitators of God. And that's why the scripture would record to us that they were faithful. So turn with me, please, if you don't mind. I'm going to read the five different portions because it's a vast subject, but by the help of the Lord, we all as brothers agreed we're going to be disciplined and finish on time within the half an hour. So the first one is Deuteronomy, chapter 7, and the beginning from verse 7. In all these five different readings, there'll be a couple of verses or one verse. And we might not cover them all, but I think it will give us an understanding of how God is really faithful at all times. So Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now this is, highlight this verse coming up. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy, and them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. The next portion is from the book, little book of Lamentation that falls after Jeremiah. And we would read also approximately four or five verses, beginning from verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, set my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quickly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Now to the New Testament, and I would like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the same book, go to chapter 10 and verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tested or tempted above that ye are able, But with the temptation, also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. And the last verse that came to my mind is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And that will be the last verse, chapter 3 and verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil thus far in the Word of God. I just want to share with you a few thoughts about the faithfulness of God in every aspect of our lives, but also the faithfulness of God from His own view in relationship to His person, to His work, and to everything that He did for you and for me. When we come to the book of Deuteronomy, the writer of the book, Moses, wanted to bring before us the faithfulness of God. And the first thing I want to start with you is I want you to take hold of that verse 8 and 9, where it says, the Lord brought you. Verse 9, know therefore that the Lord, thy God, He is God, faithful God. I just want to, first of all, let you know that God is faithful because of who He is. The reality, out of these three names of God, there are three different names. The first one is Jehovah, the Lord. When you read Lord, if you have King James Version, in four capital letters, it speaks about the Lord as Jehovah, the self-existing one, the one who enjoys relationships. I just want to highlight to you that God is faithful to all of us because He desires to have a relationship with each and every one of us. The second word, God, was really in the Elohim, the plural sense of God. The first revelation in the Bible, and God created the heavens and the earth. The first revelation of the blessed God is the revelation of the plural sense of God to inform us, to teach us, to educate us, that God is in His three person, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And these three distinct persons as one God is interested in you and in me. And that's why that name is Elohim is mentioned throughout the Old Testament. Just imagine for a moment the faithfulness of God, that the triune God, if I can use that term, is of great interest in you and in me. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful. But the last one in that verse to start with is not only Jehovah who desires to have a relationship. It's not only that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are interested in you and in me, but there is also the last word, the faithful God. That word God is the word El. It speaks of strength. It speaks of ability. And I just want to tell you that God has been faithful to all of us because great is His faithfulness, because He is competent in Himself to carry us through. The Bible said the government shall be upon His shoulder. The power and the strength of the Lord Jesus to be able to carry us through this journey until we are brought home. Indeed, He is faithful. But I just want to also highlight to you that verse in Deuteronomy, that He is faithful in His love. I have loved you. The love of the Lord, the love of God that is unchanging. That if I am confirmed in the truth, that He remains the same. In the Old Testament, His name was the same. In Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews 1, we learn that God is unchangeable. His love is unchangeable. He is faithful in His love because the Lord Jesus would remind them, I have loved you. A please time of distress, a time of struggle, a time of 2020 when things, the picture is dark and all what we hear is about bad news and hopefully there'll be good news and everything that goes through our mind, take hold of the love of God. Never lose it for a moment that He is faithful in His love for you and for me. I would love you to hear His voice, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I would love you to hear His words, I have loved you, said the Lord. And I would love you to hear the words of the Lord Jesus, There's no greater love than this, than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Just think for a moment. It's not that you and me, that we, our affections were turned to him. We love him because he first loved us. Take hold of the truth that God is faithful in his love. The second thing I would like you to take hold is that he is the one, it says, keep the oath, has the Lord sworn unto our fathers. He is faithful in his promises. Take hold of the blessed God, that he is faithful in everything he said. God is not man. That's what the scripture teaches us. There are two things that we learn in the light of New Testament, that God cannot deny himself and God cannot lie. Because God cannot, sometimes we make that claim that God can do anything. No, God will never do something against his nature. God will never do something against his love and purpose. And that's why it says he cannot deny himself. He cannot lie. Why is it? Because he is faithful in his promises. And during difficult times, during times when everything is discouraging, let's hold fast on the promises of God because he is faithful. What did he promise you? What did he promise me? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Behold, I am with you. Sometimes it hurts me a little bit when I sense, you know, we all have a sense of fear and sometimes a certain anxiety towards certain things. But I have to confess before the Lord, it bothers me a little bit when fear overwhelms me, that it shuts my eyes to see the one who's in control of everything. He is the one who will keep his promises to the letter. What is there? You know, sometimes we think, oh, I might lose this. Oh, I might lose that. Oh, I'm afraid. I don't want to, you know, all these things are legitimate. And sometimes you have to be extremely careful. We have to comply with restrictions and with authorities. But don't let fear take hold of you, because God's promises in him are the amen and in him are the yea and the amen. When God promises me that he will be with me, let's take that to the bank, because God said it and he will never deny himself. He cannot lie. I am with you. So let's just say the Lord in his mercy said, John, I want to call you home. Do you think that's a loss for me? Do you think that's a loss for every believer that trusts Christ Jesus? That on earth he's with me, and in his mercy he takes me home, I am with him. Did I lose something? Did I lose something? That's the challenge that I want to raise before you. He is faithful in his love. He is faithful in his promises. Because when he promised that he will be with me, you can rest assured that he will be with each and every one of us. And then in that same wonderful portion before us, it says not only that he keeps the oath or the promises, but there is a thought about brought you out with a mighty hand. Dear young one, he is faithful to secure us. He is faithful to secure us. So many young people, especially in time of unrest and uncertainty and complexity, we might start thinking, well, why is this happening to me? And when the enemy will attack your soul, your salvation, he will bring all these thoughts. But I want you to take hold that he is faithful in securing you. When it comes to the mighty hand, I'm always amazed when the Lord Jesus speaks in John chapter 10. And he says, you know what, no man, I will give them eternal life and no man can pluck them out of my hand. That mighty hand that will secure you and keep you until the moment he will bring us home to the Father's house. But not only the mighty hand of the Lord Jesus, but he says also they are in the hand of my Father. Now think of it for a moment, that he is faithful to secure you for heaven, regardless of all the circumstances and regardless of all the attacks of the enemy. Why? Because it's his mighty hand. One time I heard an expression, someone trying to speak about the security of the believer. Once you trust Christ, you're secured forever because God is faithful. He said, could you imagine for a moment, just imagine it in your mind, that Satan will be able to go to heaven and open, as it were, an expression, open the hand of the Lord Jesus, and then go to the Father and open the hand of the Father, so that you would lose your salvation, to pluck you out of their hand. Do you think this is possible? It's impossible. The mighty hand of God, He is faithful to secure you through eternity. And we thank God that He is indeed, God is faithful. And then when you go there, I want you to highlight also that He has redeemed you. Not only the mighty hand of God, but the faithfulness of God to put a ransom to redeem you for Himself. He redeemed you from what? From the bondage of sin, if you will. That Christ Jesus, because He is a faithful one, faithful God, faithful witness, He was willing to put a ransom, to put a purchase price, so that you and I might be redeemed unto Himself. Is He faithful or not? A faithful that is willing to pay the price. Sometimes when we are tested, we come to a moment, oh, I don't want to go through it anymore, but not with the Lord Jesus. You know why? Because Christ is faithful. He redeemed us. There is this hymn in hymn 119. Our debt was augmented, which thou didst pay in blood. The payment, the great payment for your blessing and my blessing, Christ paid this transaction in His own blood. You know why He did it? Because He is faithful and He wants to deliver you from the bondage of sin. And if there is one that is listening that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, I just want to extend His love to you, His mercy to you, that the grace of God is still available for you, that Christ Jesus died to save sinners. The Apostle Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. The redemption of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus is extended to you even today, that you will be freed from the bondage of sin and you will have eternal life to spend eternity with Him, but also from the hand of Pharaoh. You know, this one that took us captive, the Lord Jesus said when He was quoting Isaiah in Luke chapter 4 to set the captive free. When we are taken bondage, when we are taken by Satan, He is faithful in His power and might to deliver us from the captivity under Satan himself. This is why God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Never lose sight. With all the circumstances we're all going through, domestic circumstances, individual circumstances, He is a faithful God. And once again, that word God is El. It speaks about His strength and might and ability, that regardless of what it might be, He is able to carry me through it because He is faithful. The second portion I would love to read to keep Lamentation, just the last 5 minutes. But when we come to the New Testament, we learn that God is faithful. That's in Him Himself, that God is faithful. And it is time to define what is faithfulness as far as the Old Testament and as far as the New Testament. There are twofold meaning of faithfulness or faithful. That when you come to the New Testament, the thought of being faithful, that He is trustworthy. You can put your complete trust in Him. God is faithful and He is trustworthy for you to trust and believe everything He said. But faithfulness, when it comes to, for example, Lamentation, great is thy faithfulness. It doesn't only speaks about His trustworthiness, but His steadiness, His firmness, that He will not deviate at all from His attention, from His plans for you and for me. The firmness of things. It's the same word when you go to Exodus chapter 17, I believe, or 15, one of these chapters. You can look at them at your own leisure. When Moses lifted up his hands, the scripture says, and as they got the support and they were steady. It's the same word as faithfulness in the book of Lamentation. That God is steadfast in everything He has planned for you and for me. He is trustworthy. Trust me. You take God as one who is trustworthy of your confidence in Him, you can never go wrong. God is faithful. And He has done something that He will never retrieve. He called us into partnership, into fellowship of his dear son. You know, it was said about the overcomer in the book of Revelation, he shall eat from the hidden manna. That hidden manna, when we follow it in the light of the Old Testament, it was something for God only. They ate from the manna. But the hidden manna was for God himself. But think of it, the overcomer, the one who has trust in Christ, the one who trusted Christ as being faithful, we will eat from the hidden manna. God has called us to join with him into the fellowship of his dear son. So that when we continue to 1 Corinthians 10, that God is faithful through testings. I don't know how many of us look at this COVID and this pandemic. And unfortunately, sometimes we say, well, the world deserved that. The world. As if God is not speaking to us. As if God is not dealing with us. As if God is not testing us. You think that in 2020, have you felt deep in your own soul that all what has been brought upon us, God is testing us? Maybe we took the meetings for granted. I don't know. Maybe we start becoming casual when we come to break bread. I have no idea. Just think of it, that there was a point, let's talk about North America, forget the world, that there was a point or a moment or a Lord's Day when the local testimonies did not come together to break bread. Perhaps there was, perhaps there wasn't. But I would say the majority, it came to a time period in 2020. And you would say to yourself, why? Why? Is it because of him or is it because of us? Is it maybe we took things for granted? Is it we start losing the thought of reverence and fear? But God is faithful. Regardless of you and me, if it is a testing, if it is a temptation as far as 1 Corinthians 10 is concerned, the scripture says God still is faithful. That through the temptation, through the testing, he will give you a way of escape. I'm looking forward because I have to say locally in New Jersey, there are some assemblies we're enjoying, as it were, if I can call it this way, but some meetings we have been enjoying a sense of a way of escape, that he gave us a provision. He gave us a way to come together, to remember the Lord, to gather around him, because God is faithful. And if you're struggling with personal things, if you're going through personal difficulties, I want you to understand that even in the testings and the temptations, the scripture gives it very clearly to me that God remains faithful. He will carry it through and he will give you a window of escape. He will do it because he is faithful. And when you come to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, you would say in a time, 2 Thessalonians, if I want to just put a little highlight to it, would say it's the time of apostasy. It's a time in the chapter 2 when somebody will sit in a coming day, this son of perdition, and claim that he is God. It's a place, it's an epistle, the 2 Thessalonians 2, of individual who will oppose God. And I wonder if we can see these features in the present moment. We see features that there are many people in this world that are opposing God, that are contrary to God, that speak against God, and so forth and so on. But I just want to remind you that the Lord is faithful. And when we are looking at such a dark picture of much departure, even sometimes when we consider Christendom as a whole, there's so much departure. But you know what? The Lord is faithful. And he will establish your soul. Come close to him. Draw close to God. Read the scriptures. Have this desire in your own soul. I want to draw closer to the Lord. And the moment you draw closer to the Lord, you will enjoy greater and greater yet the truth that God is faithful. He is faithful in all circumstances of life. And the reason I want to leave Lamentation in the last 5 minutes is because one thing that I understand about mercy in many occasions in the scripture, not in every occasion, but in many occasions in the scripture, if it wasn't for God's mercies, we would have been consumed. We have to confess before the blessed God our lack of faithfulness. And I can speak of myself, the lack of my faithfulness toward God. But when I think of that verse, if it wasn't for thy mercies, they are new each morning, we would have been consumed. That God is faithful in his mercy toward us. If I want to define at least the setting of lamentation, that letter or that book of the weeping prophet that witnesses and looks around and sees the condition of the people of God, how low spiritually they are. And he would say, if it wasn't for thy mercies. The mercy of God in that setting is not receiving what we deserve, not getting what we deserve, because God is faithful in his mercy. Even in Ephesians 2, God who is rich in mercy. When I read that verse, it reminds me of his faithfulness, that despite my weakness, despite of my foolishness, God remains the same. He is faithful in the old, he is faithful presently, and he is faithful in the future. But it says here, great is thy faithfulness. You know what I like about this word great, which I think you probably heard it and you know it, that when you follow in the scripture, everything that relates to Christ, everything that relates to God, there is always that word great that comes before what the office might be. Why is it? Because God in his person is great. And everything he displays and everything he shows, even in faithfulness, it is of necessity for it to be presented with the word, great is thy faithfulness. Our Lord Jesus is none other but the great high priest. Our Lord Jesus is none other but the great shepherd. Our Lord Jesus, when it came to the mystery of his incarnation, great is the mystery of godliness. There is no question about the salvation that the Lord Jesus has brought. How can we escape so great salvation? And dear ones, I want you to take hold of that verse, that every time you experience the faithfulness of God, to be reminded of that verse, great is thy faithfulness. And the reason I want to keep it till the end, as I wrap it up, because this is the portion, it speaks about the young person, the young individual. And I want to read that verse that I was struck with. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. It is good for each and every one of you to start in such a young age. Take my yoke upon you. It's worth it. You know why? Because he is faithful to help you with it as you move forward. Start with such a young age to have confidence in him. Start from such a young age to get to know that he is faithful and that he will carry you through. And I want to close with these thoughts because I want to really respect what we have discussed. I want you to look into the scripture of how Christ or God is faithful in so many things. I shared with you a few thoughts. But in Revelation 1, he is a faithful witness. And that word witness also carries in the scripture one who is being martyred. Just imagine that the Lord Jesus is that faithful one. You know, when you go to Hebrews 11, it was said, I think, around verse 11 or so, it was said of Sarah that he counted him faithful, one who has promised, faithful in his promises. In 1 Peter, when he spoke a little bit about suffering, he spoke about him, he is a faithful creator. In the book of Hebrews, it speaks of him, he's a faithful high priest. Listen, young ones and old, in every office and everything that's connected with Christ, you would read something about his faithfulness in relationship to how he deals with it, with you and with me. So can you come with the conclusion, as the brothers will speak later on about faithful individuals, that if I'm going to be an imitator of God, I have to learn from God himself that he is faithful in every aspect of my life. And if I can leave today and you with that thought and with that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9, God is faithful. And once you experience that, to be able, you and me, to cry together to him, great is thy faithfulness. When I think of his love, when I think about him keeping promises, when I think of his faithfulness in his priesthood toward me, his faithfulness in, he's faithful and just, a faithful advocate, a faithful in everything to sustain me until he brings me home. Let us cry today, great is thy faithfulness, and may it be so for his name's sake. Amen.